There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? Name of the program. Live from the studios of 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, the mothership, broadcasting across the northern plains. Also from AM 1100, The Flag, a 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Red River Valley. We have AM 1090 KTGO. We have 1460 KLTC. And we have iHeartMedia's, the iHeart app on your phone. And you can listen anywhere, anytime, anyhow, anyway. Tell us what's on your mind. You pick up the telly. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The show is called What's on Your Mind, and last hour we talked about two things in general. We did talk a little bit about UND hockey tonight, which we're going to talk about more this hour. Tim Hennessey, the voice of the team for a lot of years, going back to the 80s, will be joining us in the program. So he's a great resource on all things UND hockey. If you have questions or comments, last hour we talked about a story that is making a lot of national headlines about South Carolina. It was North Charleston, South Carolina, to be specific. You had a incident with a police officer pulling over someone. I think it was her taillight, but then they found out that the individual was wanted because of some child support. Somebody made the point, I forget where, that we haven't got on the air here yet, saying, don't forget this person was fleeing an officer. True. But, you know, and people are going to flee officers every day of the week, but they don't all end up dead. It's not wise. I wouldn't recommend it, and it can happen, but... You know, at least knowing what we know from the video of this, it looks pretty clear that this guy shot this suspect for all the wrong reasons. I don't happen to know enough to assume it's because he's black, the suspect, and the officer's white, but 99.9% of the coverage on this has suggested that. So we talked a little bit about that. Why it is, we just automatically assume that's why it is. And we also talked about some tax numbers and strength of North Dakota's economy based on sales tax collections, not only for 2014, but also getting a little sneak peek preview into 2015. But I have a confession to make here, a little revelation to give you. I'm really incapable of thinking of anything other than tonight's hockey game today. I don't know why that is. I just, you know, there's, you know, it's not unusual for the North Dakota hockey team that has had just this extraordinary string of success, now 7 of the last 11 years in the Frozen Four, the pinnacle, the best of the best. So this is the, you know, this time of year is fairly common over the last number of years. But I think the fact that we've come up short 7 of the last 10 years, that it makes it a little, 7 of the last 11, I guess, makes it a little tougher. Last national championship was in 2000, and we've been oh so close before. So I think that's why I have a little, I kind of have a little hockey anxiety right now. So to help me through that, I'm going to call on the audience of this fine program, and let's just talk a little bit about this, okay? Let's just have a little conversation about it. First of all, one question I asked on the Facebook page and got some fine answers, and I'd welcome more today. Who's your favorite former Sioux hockey player? Ooh, the buzzer didn't go. I'm impressed. Who is your favorite? That, is there, it's okay in that context because...
Sioux. Right.
Yeah, okay. Right.
They're not currently the Fighting Sioux. But, you know, when they were playing, if they were the Fighting Sioux, then they're former Fighting Sioux players.
Yeah, I think Todd is racist. myself. He hates free speech. And that's why he's badgering me. I get old HR when the show's done.
That's right. My All Lives Matter shirt idea already got shot down because if you're working a meat processing plant, then you're a hypocrite. So,
yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, tell me what's on your mind, and if it's something different than what's on my mind, that's fine. I'm just giving you full disclosure here today that I'm just I'm in the zone. I'm right now, every fiber of my being is thinking about 7:30 tonight when they take the ice to take on the BU Terriers. Sorry, it's just what I'm thinking. Terriers. Oh, my Lord. Who fears a terrier?
The terriers? Well, I mean, they can be a little yippy and be ankle biters, but I've really been afraid of them.
So here's some of your answers on the favorite former Sioux player. It's funny, very few people could answer with just one name. And actually what I said was, I said if we had any kind of consensus, you know, whoever got the most votes, we'd invite them on the show. But there's so many, it's impossible. And they're all good. Howard Walker, says Don. Doug Smail, Dougie Smail. Mark Chorney, just saw Mark, actually. Mark was at the Shields Arena for the regional tournament. John Marks, great defenseman, former Blackhawk. Gino Gasparini, now he wasn't a player, he was a coach. Al Henry, Tony Herkus, Craig Ludwig, Troy Murray, Mike Curran, Lefty, the Dandy, and Dave Christian. All fine examples. There's other suggestions here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jared and Grafton, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Zernayoff case. Got convicted of 30 counts, and I'm a little surprised that one of them is using a weapon of mass destruction, which seems a little strange to me that anybody that has a pressure cooker and can reload ammo is now considered somebody with the potential to use a weapon of mass destruction.
Okay, back up for me, Jared. You're saying what case?
Zernayoff, the Boston bomber.
Okay, the bomber, got it.
Yep, convicted of using a weapon of mass destruction, which I consider to be chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, so on and so forth. But now a precedent has been set that a small bomb is considered a weapon of mass destruction, and that concerns me a little bit.
So you don't think that's a proper definition of what he did, what he used?
No, I don't. I know it's a bomb, and I know that it hurt people, but we had this whole discussion about WMDs when we were back in Iraq, and if a pressure cooker with some gunpowder in it is considered a weapon of mass destruction, then boy, did we have to find them in Iraq.
Well, that's a fair point. That is a fair point. They were certainly there. I mean, I guess I don't know where the definition is in this case, because clearly that's what he intended to do. So,
what worries me is that the definition is being changed. So now anybody that owns a pressure cooker can be considered someone with the potential to use a weapon of mass destruction, and that concerns me a little bit.
Yeah. I like your Iraq analogy, too. Ask all the critics now what they think. All right, Jared, it's a good point. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Dave and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How you doing this morning, Scott?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Say, I want to put two votes in for Doug Smail.
Dougie Smail, he was a dandy.
He was so fast and so quick. He's still one of the fastest players I think the Sioux have ever had.
Went up and played in Winnipeg. Played for the Jets.
Yes, he did. You betcha. Yeah. See, I want to bring a smile to your face this morning and take some of the anxiety off the game tonight.
Would you please? Thank you. That'd be good.
I think it was back in the 90s. It's kind of a cute story back when we were both up in Grand Forks. And we went to the WCHA Final Five in Milwaukee. And we came back on the cruiser. And when we got back, we were getting close to Minneapolis, and I was sitting in the back of the bus. And I could tell there was something wrong with the back of the bus because it was riding really, really hard. And we got back to Minneapolis, and the cruiser wilted like a dead duck, and we took pictures of it. Some bag or something blew up in the back, and we couldn't drive it. We all had to rent cars and drive back to Grand Forks. And it's still one of my most memorable stories, knowing you guys the way I did when we were in Grand Forks. So So I thought that might bring a little smile to your face today.
Yeah, exactly. That we had the radio station had a bus. We called it the Super Cruiser. And I remember that. I didn't remember where it was coming back from, but now you've brought that memory.
Yeah, we were coming back from Milwaukee.
The road trips are always fun, right? You got to add a little color to the event and the flavor of it. So yeah.
Oh yeah, but no sweat tonight, kiddo. Just take it easy, relax, take a deep breath, because I think they're going to get over the hump. They're going to get her done.
You like that? Okay, all right, good. I'm with you on that. 100%. Perfect.
Okay, Scott. Have a great day.
Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tim in Bismarck is going to tell us his favorite UND hockey player. Joe and Ross wants to talk about the police shooting. The show is called What's on Your Mind. So I'm full disclosure, what's on my mind? Hockey tonight, Boston, for the Frozen Four, the University of North Dakota taking on the BU Terriers.
Yep. Darn, I had it ready, too. Oh, I can't even
Terriers.
Do it this time.
Oh, I didn't say
the Terriers.
When we come back on What's On Your Mind,
800-228-0550.
Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. We'll find sponsors on this program. Just zoomed into their website at highplainsapache.com. Would encourage you to do the same. If you're looking for a good deal on a sprayer, they have some used ones right there now. But you can find some good deals. Some Apache, some other brands as well. Bargains, though. Good price. including, you know, on the Apache side, some newer ones. And those things just hold their value. It's a good investment. No question about it. Here's a 2010 Apache AS715, priced at $122,000. Tells you it holds its value, doesn't it? So it's nice. And growers say that. They say, hey, you buy one of these, you get a dependable rig, and then when you sell it, just holds that value so nicely. So it's great. They also have the ET Ag Center, 50,000 parts. Everything you need in the application world, they have it now in their ET Ag Center. Sprayer parts and spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works. HighPlainsApache.com. You can call them at 855-247-0420. Stop and see them in Mandan, Fargo 2. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. I think I have like UND ADD today. Is that a condition?
Yeah.
Can't think of anything. My attention is only on tonight's hockey. It's one of the reasons we ask who your favorite Sioux player is, so we can pass the time. Counting down to game time. And a lot of neat answers here. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Tim and Bismarck, who's yours?
Hey, my favorite Fighting Sioux player is Bismarck's very own and captain of the team, Mitch Vig. I don't know if you remember Mitch, but you can get him on the air and talk to him.
Of course I do. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
He's a heck of a good guy.
Yeah,
so
really
there you
is.
Go. I can text Todd his phone number, and Todd can give him a call and get him on and see what he thinks about tonight. He's probably going to be down there.
All right, you text Todd, get that to him, and we'll give him a ring. We'll get a local on.
All right.
Tommy Fillion, where's Tommy from? Minot, right? Just trying to think of all the North Dakotans. A few Grand Forks kids. Of course, Luke Johnson on the team now. His dad, Steve, played. Another one. Think of your favorite North Dakota Fighting Sioux players. Who are they? Who's the highest scorer is of all the former Sioux? I bet that Steve Johnson might be up there. Joe and Ross, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Scott?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm rolling through Ross right now. I drive a truck. I originally got out of the military. My last 8 years was in Charleston, South Carolina, North Charleston. We lived in Ladson. And we're from Montana, so we moved back to Montana. I tell you, the whole time I was in the military, I worked part-time jobs. A lot of military people do. And I worked security out in town. And I have never seen anything in my life. And this is recent. This is today. North Charleston is a tough place. It's a tough place. There's a great, great racial divide between the whites and blacks there. A large divide in finances, the way the whites live and the blacks live. No one can say, because they don't know this man's mind, if he shot this individual because he was a different race. You can't say that. That's a dumb question. But the thing is, I work security down there off Sproul Avenue. That's where the base used to be. And it's a constant taunting. That Sproul Avenue is several miles long, and it's about 10 minutes. It's a terrible place. It'd be a terrible place for anybody. But they taunt the police. You know, they throw their hands. I'm like, what are you going to do? They run. They're in crowds all the time. But that's just the culture. It's tough. There's a great, great dislike today still between whites and blacks, especially in the towns. You get off in the rural areas and the smaller towns where I live. I live just down in North Charleston, in Lats, Monk's Corner area. And they tend to come together a whole lot more than they did in North Charleston. North Charleston was a terrible place. You can go down to the Battery. It's a great Civil War area out on the water, and a beautiful place. And you took your life in hands getting down there if you were white.
Do you think the tension you described, Joe, and you've painted the picture that is tragic, really, but I appreciate giving a little more flavor of the community. But do you think that tension is probably why the officer acted the way he did?
I I was just a security guard. I ran a cop, you know, but I dealt with the local police all the time. I actually worked at a military retirement people's bar down there, and I did parking lot security, armed security, and it was a constant battle for myself. And I dealt with the police human all the time, and we had conversations all the time. And
tough deal.
It's not there is still today, it's sad to say, being from Montana, I'm not around a lot of black people where I was born and, you know, from in Montana, and going into the military and going down in that situation, I was an outsider looking in. So I had no racial bias. My probably biggest racial bias was probably growing up as a kid between the Native Americans and whites, still today.
Sure.
But we weren't around Mexican people, black people, Chinese people, like out on the West Coast, just whatever nationality. I was exposed to that.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I appreciate you sharing a little flavor from North Charleston, and you describe a sad scene, really, but I think it helps us understand maybe the dynamic there a little bit better. So thanks for doing that. Appreciate that. Up against the clock here. I want to get a couple others in before the break. Aaron in Breckenridge, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I'll share with you my favorite UND player. It's going to be a little obvious. So for me, as I flew to Dallas this weekend for Easter to see some family, and, of course, the family and the friends were gracious enough to host us at his home, and, of course, his home was at Belfort. So we had a great Easter dinner with Eddie and some of our family, and a great, great time just this last weekend. I flew home on Tuesday, so we had great fun stories. A lot of guys' names came up, a lot of old stories, a lot of fun.
Something one of the great, great players, great net miners of all time at UND.
Easy choice. Easy choice for me. Yes, of course, I love Dane Litke, too.
Another good one. Thanks, Aaron. Yep. Appreciate the call very much. Eddie Belfour, what a dandy. 87 national championship team. Stuart and Garrison, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to mention another name from Minot, Quinn Filling.
Quinn Filling. Forgot about Quinn. That's another one. The Morellis, too. Matt Morelli and his dad, Reg.
Oh, absolutely. And Reggie.
Yeah. Reggie played.
Well, he wasn't from Minot, but he lives in Minot now. But he's the one that scored the winning goal for the very first national championship.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, that's right.
And then I would have to say my two favorite players have to go back to the water bottle incident against Wisconsin, and that'd be Kerry Eves and Jimmy Archibald.
Jimmy Archibald, another dandy. Good one. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks. Tim Hennessy, the longtime voice of the University of North Dakota, joins us next from Boston. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you need grain stuff, Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington has it. Their website is grainstuff.com. In a moment, I'll give you their number. Great staff, very knowledgeable, very friendly. Get you the products you need. GSI grain bins and dryers, Ringland power sweeps, Shivers bin dryers, Ritchie livestock waterers, welding supplies, gases, gears, pulleys, even bulk bolts and nuts. Everything you need. Grainstuff.com or call 800-859-2032. Carrington, North Dakota's Central Steel Building and Construction.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We really should have switched all the bumper music out today and done stand up and cheer. Something like that.
So are Boston people playing It Ain't Easy Being Green for their bumper music today then?
So, yeah. University of North Dakota to take on the Terriers. Yep, yep, yep.
The Boston Terriers. I get it. The dog breed. I get it already. But come on.
It's wimpy as all get out.
I know. It's not exactly as scary. You know, if there is an outcry to get rid of the name Terriers, then we're pretty much out of nicknames to use.
The man that has been calling University of North Dakota hockey games for a whole lot of years is the play-by-play voice. Tim Hennessy joins us from Boston. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm just living the dream each and every day, Sky.
No kidding. This is getting to be routine. This Frozen Four deal, right? We're supposed to be there, and here we are again in Boston. How's it feeling?
It is routine, but it never goes away. It's always fun time. You know, you're talking about the bumper music. Yeah, I just walked out of the locker room and they were playing. I think they were playing the Bee Gees "Staying Alive" or something. And what the heck was that?
It's music we'd listen to, for crying out loud. None of us had, you know, 20-something.
Well, you know, Mark McMillan was getting some treatment in there. He said, boy, I'll bet you can dance to this one, huh? Today I'm going to put on my bell bottoms and my big collared shirt, and away I go.
Oh, I love it. What's the mood? What are they feeling like here? It's game day, right? So what is your sense of how they're feeling?
They're loose. They were loose last night. And, you know, what they're really enjoying is this police escorts from the hotel and the bus with the Boston's finest on motorcycles and blaring the sirens and stopping traffic and running red lights. And it's almost like going through a video game, living a video game coming over here. So that gets them loosened up a little bit. So they just went out on the ice for, they'd be out there for maybe 20 minutes, half an hour or something like that. But this team, Scotty, has been the same from the opening game and from the opening road trip to this one. That's just the way they are, a model of consistency. And so when people ask me, I say, I'll tell you what, they will play well, and they'll play like they always have played, and the other teams are going to have to play really good to beat them. And that's how I see it anyway.
You know, what's interesting about this team versus other teams, you know, we sort of got this reputation as being they're going to start slow, right? And they'll come on strong in the second half, and they'll. But this team has been different than a lot of Fighting Sioux, UND teams before them, aren't they?
Yeah, they. Well, I don't know about all of them, because they have, you know, they got kind of that reputation. If you go back and look in the records, it hasn't been as bad as it as people would make it out to be. But yeah, they had a slow start a year ago, and this year everybody thought, I think that kind of tamed things down a little bit when Bemidji spanked them 5-1 in the opening game, and thought, well, here we go again. We got off to a slow start. It'll be okay. But after that one, they just put it together. Like I say, they've been a model of consistency. Game in and game out, they come up, show up, play the same way, play hard, and play well. Got great goaltending. And, again, you got to be pretty good to beat them because they're not going to beat themselves.
All right, so we're going to play a little Sioux Hockey trivia here for you, Tim. And we have a player on the line. Who shall remain nameless? But you're gonna see if you can ask him anything other than what's your name, what number do you wear, the obvious stuff. But former Sioux player, what years did you play at UND? Let's start with there. We'll try and give Tim and narrow things down a little bit to a 4-year range.
1994 to 1998.
Okay, 94 to 98.
This is Teeter Wynn, for crying out loud.
Is your name Teeter Wynn?
It is not. You're off by a couple of years there.
And that would have been kind of like a slight, too, right? I mean, man, he just called you Teeter Wynn, of all things.
That would actually be a compliment.
He was a good one. Okay, so not Teeter Wynn. Wrong position, too, right? Because Teeter was he was a dangler, as Tim says. He was a flashy forward, but you were a what?
I was much slower, much worse hands than Teeter Wynn, and I played defense.
94 to 98 D.
Gee, I know it's not Curtis Murphy, but you know Curtis Murphy is still playing.
Is he really overseas?
Yeah, he's got to be 40 years old, isn't he?
I don't know. Probably up there. Yeah, for sure. A little shrimp.
It's
crafty player.
This is too old to be Brad Williamson. Can't be Nick DeManco, can it?
Now you're getting into slights. not Nick DeManco, no. How about this? North Dakotan.
Oh, goodness.
Blue liner.
Defenseman from North Dakota.
Yep, 94 to 98.
Holy jeepers. Boy, am I bad. I need another clue.
What else can we give them?
We're in North Dakota.
Well, that would be totally a giveaway. We couldn't do that. How about this? Suffered one of the toughest.
Bismarck Mitch Vig.
Yes, it is indeed. We had a call earlier. We were asking who's your favorite former Sioux, and somebody called Mitch Vig and challenged us to get him on the air. So we did the trick. So we thought yeah, exactly right. We thought we'd put you up to that.
Mitch, your name came up last night at the reception here because Travis Roy was speaking.
He had
a really nice reception at Fenway Park, but then he was talking about how Blazer was. You know, that he was coaching when that tragic injury, and then Blazer was also involved in your situation. And I didn't realize till last night, Mitch, when you got cut, I was told that the guy who's just deathly afraid, or I don't know what, the phobia, whatever, of blood, is Dean Blaze. But yet he's the guy who stood there on the ice and tourniqueted your arm. And I guess he just usually passes out at the sight of blood or runs from the sight of blood. But you're fortunate he didn't do that time, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Yeah, he was. If it wasn't for him skating over and clamping onto the thing, I would have just stood there and watching it continue to bleed. So yeah, he was a savior that day.
Yeah, I
think it was Doc Greek who said that said yeah, the guy would just hate the sight of blood, and here he was out of it squirting all over the place.
Yeah, it's funny how many hockey players actually don't like the sight of blood. It seems a little oxymoronic, but.
And folks might not remember this, but Mitch actually, you know, in a practice, ended up getting a skate across the arm that Ryan Johnson, who, you know, same thing with Ryan, he was really just had that sort of, oh, you know, see a spot of blood and you want to faint, and you know, just a terrible situation. But thankfully, all ended well after a lot of good work by the medical folks. So, And, you know, I forgot about that, but if Coach Blaze going out there and acting like the paramedic and going to work, and that was something else. So you fired up for tonight, Mitch?
Definitely, yeah. It's, you know, this time of year, it seems like lately, it's look forward to golf courses opening and UND being in the NCAA tournament. Here we are back in the Frozen Four, so it's, you know, it's always little excitement, little anxiety, and of course, a lot of reminiscing this time of year. So I'm really looking forward to this game tonight.
So if North Dakota wins tonight, Nebraska Omaha wins tonight, and they play in the final, you got your former coach against your former team. Who are you jumping up and down for?
Well, I think it's funny. So a lot of people have asked me that if that scenario plays out, which I think would be incredible. And obviously, I have the most respect for Coach Blaze, and that'll never change. But you got to cheer for your program. And
No kidding.
That's the definition of a program. Any program's bigger than any individual. But I would love to see that situation. And obviously, Coach Blaze has done a great job with his team this year as well. And I don't think it's any surprise to anybody that knows him that he's back in the spotlight with his squad.
For sure. Well, good to hear from you, Mitch. We, you know, whenever we're challenged by the audience, we step up to the challenge. Glad we got you on here. Thanks a bunch and for having a little fun with our guest here.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, another question for you, Tim, from Phil Parker, one of your former colleagues up in Grand Forks many years ago, of course, is part of the morning show on K-Fire 550. He says, ask Tim if he still bowls in Hawaiian shirts.
No, I don't bowl in Hawaiian shirts anymore. I wear a mesh sleeveless t-shirt is what I do now. So
you go the muscle thing now. All right.
Yeah, I go the mesh wife beater, you know.
There you go. All right, there you got your answer. By the way, what is it like having Coach Blaze there? You know, I mean, obviously there's this great reverence for Dean, who was a big part of the UND history and success, but here we are. It's all business now. I've got to win. That's got to be a little bit of an interesting dynamic to have him in the Frozen Four.
Oh, I think it is. Everybody was asking Dean yesterday about, how would you like to play North Dakota in the championship game? And he said, you bet I'd like to play North Dakota in the championship game, only because that means I'd beat Providence in the first game today. So, yeah, it's interesting. It is the first time that they've been in the NCAA tournament and in the Frozen Four, anyway. And Dean has had, they have had not a lot of success in postseason play since he's been at Nebraska. In fact, seven straight years, his team's failed to win the first-round playoff game, or first-round playoff series, I should say. So he's got a good goaltender. There's four good goaltenders here, and I think he'll tell you, too, that that's probably the biggest reason why he's here is because of Ryan Massa as goaltender. But, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic to have Coach Blaze here. Last night at the reception, I was visiting with Dean, and a gentleman walked up, and Dean introduced me to him as the chancellor of Nebraska Omaha. And I said, yeah, I've known Dean for a long time, and I've got some stories. And Dean grabbed me and ushered me out of there in a hurry. So who knows?
He wants to keep his job. He's liking things.
I was going to blackmail him after that, but I decided not to.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyway, that should be interesting.
He's got that new arena coming down there, so he wants to be around for the unveiling of that new arena next year for sure.
That's supposed to be next year, right?
Yeah. I think it opens in October, if I've heard correctly. So they played somewhere else, right? Some city-owned arena or something like that, not a school arena. So this will be kind of the school's deal and their own thing, and be rather interesting for sure. All right, short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what we know about Boston University, what you're going to be looking for early on in this one. And I'm also curious what kind of a mob of green is out there in Boston for the big game tonight. Any questions you have for the voice of the University of North Dakota hockey team, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See For Yourself tour to Portland, Oregon, July 14th through the 17th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy in fish diets, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See For Yourself tour by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to pack up the What's On Your Mind microphones as we're headed to Killdeer, North Dakota, in the Polar Service Center, located there very soon, to tell you about some incredible career opportunities at Polar Service Center. That's right. This isn't a job. This is a career, one that will last. If you're looking, listen up. They need technicians right now, and they're paying $35 per hour and more. That's what the starting pay is, competitive Bakken pay, starting at up to $35 an hour, depending on your qualifications. Plus, listen, there's more. Your choice of free housing in their townhome living accommodations, or a $700 monthly housing allowance. $1,000 cash bonus with your first paycheck. $4,000 retention bonus after your first year. One of the best health care plans in the business, and so much more. And Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul. So come along for the ride. Apply for one of those technician positions by calling Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164 or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com and join us live in Killdeer on the 16th.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Final segment for a Thursday. And we're counting down until a wonderful appearance for the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux tonight in the... See, Todd's sleeping. I love it. I'm catching him all the time now. Todd is the Fighting Sioux police.
I give up.
Yeah, yeah. He likes using the buzzer.
You're just going to do what you're going to do. Doesn't matter whether I give you the buzzer or not. You're just going to keep on doing it.
Now I'm doing it to get... I'm doing it on purpose to try and see if Todd can get the... Tim, I can't. It's impossible to me to not say...
I went
I think I had two smudges this year. That's all.
Is that right? Wow. You are disciplined. Yeah. Very disciplined.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of times the players in the post-game conference, the press conferences, will slip up every now and then. They kind of look at each other and give a smirk. So I imagine that they're trying their best as well. But
you know, it's interesting. This is the senior class is the last class that ever wore the logo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah.
So the juniors and freshmen and sophomores on this team have never worn that. So,
and
this is the last class to do it.
I don't do it as some sort of in your face thing to do it. It's just to me that's what they are, right? You know. So
yeah.
I mean, it's got to be like you. Now, when was your first season? Was it 80?
No, 78-79. Second half of 78-79.
Okay, so you've been there for every national championship 80 on.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking since 80 for some reason, but even a couple of years before that, since 1978. Wow. Unbelievable. And if I depress you for the best suit team in that time, what would you say?
Well, you got to go, which is, and it doesn't mean anything bad about the recent squads, but you got to go back to those early 80s, don't you? Just because of the talent on those teams. That ended up with many of them with great NHL careers. And I think there was, when you're talking about the 1980, 1982 teams and the guys that played on those teams and then the careers they had in professional hockey in the NHL, I guess talent-wise, there was probably more at that time. I don't know what makes a better team, you know what I mean? So I guess that'd be hard to tell. Like the best college team may have been 1987, although I still say it was probably 1982. But it's apples and oranges in this day and age, though, Scott, right now, I think.
How so?
Well, I just think that you're not getting the major junior leagues are getting more of the maybe the high-end guys that college hockey used to get. Now you're getting, if you got one, maybe two on a team, high-end, really high-end guys, like a Jack Eichel at Boston University. There's certainly guys that develop into being high-end guys, but coming right out of the chute. Back then, I don't know what the numbers were in that 1980, North Dakota, Minnesota, when those two played each other. It seems to me like 17 players out of that or something went on and played in the NHL. And I don't think you see that as much anymore. I just think so it kind of goes along in cycles as well with the high-end guys. And last cycles have been the high-end guys have probably been European or major junior players.
What do you expect from BU? What do we know about them? They're obviously they're a rock-solid team, but, who's the favorite?
Well, if you go to Vegas, BU's the favorite. And I'm not exactly sure why, to tell you the truth. I think people start to lean a little bit towards the high-end guy, and Jack Eichel is the high-end guy. They've got the dynamic line with O'Regan and Rodriguez and Eichel. And when you've got a little flash, I think that probably will tip people one way or the other, and usually it tips them towards the flash. And North Dakota's I don't think there's the flash up front. They certainly have the best goaltender in the country in Zane McIntyre, but I think people tend to go towards that flash, and I think that's what it is. They put up some big numbers. Boston U has, that line has. They've got 420 guys who've scored at least 20 goals. North Dakota has no guys who've scored 20 goals, so they're just a little more handsome than North Dakota's, put that way, so I think that's probably why some people would tilt towards BU as being a favorite in it.
Is the fan base there every bit as much as you expect? I mean, obviously incredible falling all year long with Frozen Fours. It just seemed to come out of the woodwork. Your sense that there'll be a lot of green in the arena tonight?
I don't think there's any doubt. As I understand, there's some problems for some of the people that we're going to try to head out today because apparently there's some bad weather in Chicago, and I know some folks that are stranded right now in Fargo that were supposed to fly through from Fargo to Chicago to Boston, and I don't know if they've gotten out of Fargo yet because they had a flight canceled there. So I don't know how many of that's affecting. Yesterday at practice, there were probably a couple hundred North Dakota fans. I would guess out of 19,000 or so that'll be on hand here tonight, I'm guessing there's going to be maybe 3,000 UND fans, I would guess, which is would be a great turnout. So they'll be loud and boisterous as always. It's always a great following, as you know, Scott.
Yeah, it should be great. And lots of folks weighing on their favorite Sioux player on our Facebook page. Mike Commodore, Darren Jensen, Greg Strom. We got John Casey. We got Zane McIntyre. Bob Iwabuchi. How about that? Jonathan Taves.
Oh, yeah.
TJ Oshie. Jim Archibald. Some fun ones here. So Jason Blake makes the list. Check it out at our Facebook page. Tim, thanks a bunch. Good luck tonight to UND against BU. Hoping for that final game on Saturday. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
You bet, Scotty. Always good to talk to you. Take care.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fests and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.